Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. Less than 2 weeks away from the opener on August 25th at New Mexico State. We've got sophomore defensive end Garrett Krall joining us here on the program. What's happening, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, just got done with another good practice. Now just, you know, getting that recovery in for the rest of the day. Going to start turning our eyes really on New Mexico State from here on out. So it's an exciting time here.
How great is that, knowing that you're actually going to put in time on another team as opposed to just kind of going up against the same guys and kind of the monotonous nature of fall camp? How nice is that to feel that way?
Yeah, you know, it's a great feeling. It gets, you know, kind of old. You know, the offensive linemen and tight ends, you know, we kind of joke around between the D-line and them. And so, you know, it gets kind of old hitting the same guys, you know, our buddies over and over again, which we have to do it to get better. But, you know, now it's nice to just, you know, focus on, you know, scouting for, you know, having the scout team run a good look on us for another team. And then we can really turn our heads towards that first game. And so once you can kind of feel that, you know, it's up and running, you know, it's an exciting time for sure.
To get the playing time that you did last year, Garrett, and to be, you know, as effective along the defensive front as you were, what was that like experience like for you?
You know, it was just a lot of fun. It's a combination of just a lot of hard work and, you know, will to be able to get there. And also just learning from your peers and your coaches around you. You know, I had a blast last season, you know, being my freshman year, first time playing, and it was a lot of fun. But now, you know, just try to keep getting better and, you know, learning from the tape from last year and learning from the mistakes you made last year. It's going to help out a lot going into this season, being able to have that knowledge and have that playing time to learn from. So it was fun last year, but now it's going to be time for an even better year.
What did you learn about yourself from last year after watching tape and learning from some of the mistakes? What did you have to get better at?
You know, there is improvement that I could make everywhere, to be honest. One thing for sure that stuck out was just making sure, you know, as a D lineman, you know, if you can get off the ball really well, that sets you up for a lot of things in the run and in the pass game. And so, you know, working on my get off this summer with Coach Eric, he does a lot of speed workouts and, you know, taking those really seriously so I could really benefit and get faster, and as well as just keep getting stronger in the weight room, because that'll help me a lot in the run game. And so, you know, a lot of it was just keep maturing, you know, my body through the weight room and strengthening that, and also just keep learning from the mistakes last year that I made, just mentally sharpen up so now I can go out there and play faster and faster.
When did you feel like, hey, I am, you know, a Division I football player, I can do this? When did that all happen for you?
You know, when you show up on campus, you know, everybody wants to play, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, this is Division I football, this is exciting. And you go through the redshirt year, and you don't really play much, but you get to go up against guys, you know, I went up against guys like Jake Hollister and, you know, Brian Hill, Chase Roulet every day. But then, you know, really when I traveled to Iowa last year for the first game, and I grew up obviously in Ohio, so it was in Big Ten country, so I grew up watching or seeing Iowa play quite a bit, and you know, that was a really cool moment. But also, you know, not having played my best game there, I kind of learned, like, hey, this is what Division I football is all about. This is what I need to do to change, to keep getting better. And so, you know, coming back against Gardner-Webb the next week, you know, having a better game, and that's kind of when, you know, I was able to really get in groove and have a better season.
You had 33 tackles, 5.5 of those for loss, 2.5 sacks. Do you remember your first sack as a Wyoming Cowboy?
Yeah, I do. My first solo sack, because first technical sack was the half sack with Johanna. But my first solo sack was at Utah State. I remember that really well. He just had a drop back pass, and I just went to a power rush and ended up countering off outside. And he tried to escape out the backside, and I just ran him down. And yeah, I won't forget that play for sure.
Now, you also forced some fumbles, including in that bowl game. But you know what? When you guys force 8 turnovers in a game, I think everybody was forcing fumbles that game, right?
Oh, yeah. That's just, you know, we were just flying around. We were just having fun. And when you fly around and have fun, good things happen. So,
how big is it, you know, because the year before you lost the Mount West title game, you lost the bowl game. How big was it for the off season to go in with that bowl win?
Oh, you know, it was a really good thing. Like, you know, having some confidence, you know, for, you know, coming off a bowl win is, you know, different than just a win at the regular season if you don't make a bowl. So, you know, having that bowl win, being able to say we did that, you know, it was all good, giving us confidence for the next season. But at some point, you kind of have to put that behind. Mm-hmm. And that's what one thing I think we did this winter is, you know, last season, the 2017 season's over. Now it's on to 2018. And so really our focus this whole time is, you know, we see what we did last year, but we're gonna learn from the past. We're not going to live in the past. We're just going to keep getting better.
So I was reading up on you a little bit. You were a high school quarterback and are in second team All-State. Is there any part of you that still misses the quarterback position?
You know, sometimes I kind of mess around and be like, dang, it'd be fun to play quarterback sometimes. But, you know, now that I got all these reads and stuff and, you know, back in high school, I could just throw it deep or run the read option and I could have fun like that. But now I just enjoy getting after a quarterback and hitting things a lot more. So I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
You were a read option guy then?
Yeah, we were like a spread. Okay. We were a spread offense.
All right. Basketball and baseball you played as well. So of the three, obviously you're playing Division I college football. If you weren't playing football right now, what would you be doing?
Of the three, I'd be playing basketball.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed basketball. I was fairly good at basketball, I'd say.
What about baseball? What position?
I pitched, and I played usually left or right field if I wasn't pitching.
Gotcha. Talking to Garrett Kroll, Wyoming sophomore defensive end. Garrett, do you read many of the press clippings that have been written about the Cowboy defense, especially the front four?
To be honest, no. I mean, some people will send stuff to me sometime, and I'll just kind of read the headlines, but I don't really read into them too much.
Can that be – I know that's been a big focus, and there's a lot of expectation with the defense this year. Can that – if you do read some of that, can it get to your head, or how important is it to not allow – for you guys to not allow it to get to your head and still play with an edge?
Yeah, I think it definitely has the capability to get into some guys' heads. Here, though, with the defensive line, the defensive front that we have, you know, we all have chips on our shoulders. None of us were highly recruited guys out of high school. So we always carry that chip on our shoulder, and so we might see things that, you know, might list this as one of the top D-lines in the country or whatever it may be. But really, we have motivation just from our inner selves and from our group that we just want to be great. And we don't care what people on the outside are saying. You know, when it comes game time, you know, the switch is going to come on and we're going to go do our thing out there. So that's really what we focus on. All the outside noise, people can say what we want, but when it comes game time, we're going to go out there and hunt as a group.
Why are you guys so good? Is it the chip on your shoulder? Obviously you're talented as well, but what makes the Cowboy defensive line so good?
You know, obviously, you know, the coaches here, they develop guys so well, and that's a big thing, you know, in every position, but you can look, you know, obviously, like you said, I came and played, you know, quarterback in high school, and, you know, I came here as a defensive end, and Coach Coop has just coached me up and, you know, brought me up to be what I am now. And I think that has some truth with everybody. And, you know, also when you have such a close group within the D-tackles and the D-ends all together, we continue to push ourselves every day at practice. You know, from the defensive line standpoint, we want to be the guys that are always hustling, sprinting to the ball every time, stripping the ball, making sacks or tipping the ball up in the air or something. And I think that's what really makes us to be what we are, is just how hard we play every day. Every day out of practice is just keep getting better and keep pushing each other.
What is Hicksville, Ohio like?
Hicksville, Ohio, it's a small town. You know, people hear Hicksville and they kind of chuckle, but, you know, it's a small town. You know, everybody knows everybody, and not everybody knows everything, too, that goes on there, but it's a really special and unique place, and I'm proud to be able to call it home.
Awesome. Best non-football related thing about the new high altitude training center?
Non-football related thing?
Yeah.
Does food count as a football?
Absolutely, yeah, because everybody I've asked so far has said the training table.
Yeah, because that's definitely the training table. you know, I can't say anything bad about this place, to be honest. that's it's kind of hard to like, you know, narrow it down, but it's just, you know, the locker rooms are so nice. The food is, you know, we have more than enough food. The weight room is incredible. I mean, you can go do in there and do a sand workout, a hill workout. It's really hard to even narrow down what the best part of it is, because there's resources everywhere and there's even more coming. So it's really nice.
Everybody said food, so that counts. What's your favorite dish that they bring out to you?
What was it? Maybe a week ago or so, we had brisket and ribs, and that was pretty hard. That's pretty hard to beat. That was really, really good.
It's freaking lunchtime as we're talking about this, and I'm hungry now. I'm really hungry now. So, hey, Garrett, hey, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to seeing you on the field this year. Hey, man, less than 2 weeks away. Looking forward to that opener in Las Cruces. Thanks, man.
Take it easy. Go Pokes.